You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Hour number three, the local, the state, the national. Man, we cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Good opportunity to get with Nathaniel Ledbetter, soon to be the Speaker of the State House. And I'm not kidding when I say that a lot of what impacts our day-to-day comes out of Montgomery, not out of D.C., however, we're going to switch gears now and start moving towards D.C., and there's two pieces of breaking news that I'm not even had a chance to get a grip on yet. Boomer just pointed one of them out to me. Was that the rail deal you said just a minute ago, the headline?
Yeah, one of the headlines on the right screen on Fox was the rail deal just fell through.
So that's the – if you all aren't familiar, all rail workers in the United States fall into various unions. They have been doing a consolidated union negotiation. This is going to be freight rail, passenger rail, transit rail, and this could wind up having, they're saying this could have a $2 billion impact to the economy almost immediately.
Wow. I have a feeling this may be one of the dippers tomorrow. Or part of one.
Singing the union blues.
Oh.
We'll see about that. The other thing that just came out, and I saw it as it was going on, I was talking to Nathaniel Ledbetter on the air, and I couldn't break away to talk about it. But Kevin McCarthy, soon to be Speaker of the U.S. House, just issued an ultimatum to Biden's Homeland Security chief over what he calls the complete collapse of the border. And I believe they were doing a press conference at the southern border. So he's basically calling out Mayorkas in a big, big way. And I'm hoping that means accountability. It's got to. And then the next thing we got is a story that's on Fox right now that says that Raphael Warnock, who is, of course, running against Herschel Walker for the last Senate seat still remaining, they're in a runoff here in the next, 10 days? They go to, I think it's 2 weeks from today, actually. Yeah, I think it's 2 weeks from today. Warnock just completely dodged a question at a presser about whether he would want Biden to be on the campaign trail with him for the next 2 weeks. That's just too funny. That is too funny. Text line went crazy while I was busy with our guest in studio. Glad to have Stephanie from Baldwin County listening in on the text line. So, Stephanie, you're there now. We got you. Thank you so much. Glad you're on the show. Other texts coming in. We got DJ from Prattville is also on there. He's with a group called End Abortion Alabama listening in Prattville. And I totally agree. End Abortion in Alabama. I'm for that. And then David from Huntsville just texted in. He said, so hoping gambling and lottery will be the last priority in the legislative session. Don't want gas stations with lines. I met Ledbetter up here at the Katie Brent event. Glad he's sitting down in your studio or sitting down with you. We need leadership. Yep, David, I agree. David from Huntsville. Trying to see what else we got in here. There's Paul from Athens talking about woke Disney a while ago. My first dipper. First dipper was go woke, go broke. If you didn't hear it, it'll be on podcast later. You can pick it up. And I'll talk about that in a minute, too, by the way. But Paul from Athens has texted in, Donald Duck's going to be singing, "Oh, Mickey, you're so fine." Paul needs his own segment. You know it?
Paul has some great, great texts.
His text messages awesome. Crack me up. And then what else did I have? Did I miss one? Mike from Harvest texted in about the Disney thing also. He says that Iger, and that's the guy who is now back in charge of Disney, Chapek is the one they fired Sunday. Iger planted all the, he says wholeness, but I think he means wokeness that Chapek inherited. Yeah, that's what he's trying to say. He says, Iger implanted all the wokeness that Chapek inherited. BlackRock was driving the woke agenda at Disney. Chapek was trying to clean house but couldn't fire the bad actors without letting them fall. That's interesting. I hope that's wrong. Mike from Harvest giving me a different perspective. I'm really hoping that it's the other way around, man. Mike, thanks for your input. And then JT from Lacey Springs has gave me dipper woes. Consider doing double dippers, and the bonus dippers would be the triple. We can't do that.
Everybody loves to give you a little grief on the dippers.
You know, what do you do, man? I try to bring good content. And I get just worn out with people just.
It's all fun.
It's good. I take it all with a big smile and a fat grain of salt. Fat grain of salt. Hey, before I forget, speaking of grain of salt, listen, it's 4:11 right now. Some of y'all are thinking, I'm going home in a while. What am I doing for dinner? Or better yet, here's the idea. Oh man, let me switch gears on this. You may want to think, how can I be a hero tomorrow morning? Short work week. Tomorrow is very likely the end of the work week for a lot of folks. I know it's not for everybody, but for some it is. Maybe, just maybe, you stop at Just Love Coffee Cafe, one of two locations in our listening area, Hughes Road in Madison or South Parkway in Huntsville, and you pick up, they have the Barista Box. All right, the Barista Box, you can get some of their award-winning dry roast coffee in one of those box pour containers. Take it to work, tell everybody, hey, good coffee in the break room, and all of a sudden you're the hero. It doesn't matter. I mean, they, instead of using that nasty old pot in the break room that everybody like wonders whether it has mold or diseases in it, no, you brought them Just Love Coffee for celebrating Thanksgiving. Maybe you're the hero. I bet you we're going to have barista boxes all over Madison County tomorrow. What do you think?
Absolutely. Lots of barista boxes.
Barista boxes for everybody. Yeah, check it out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our listening area, one on South Parkway in Huntsville, the other on Hughes Road in Madison. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, listen, number two of the triple dipper. Okay, I'll do the second dipper. What do you say? I'm calling it the next 2 years. I almost got into it yesterday, and I thought, no, you know what? I can't do it justice, so I'm going to spend a little time on it now. So we spent that time with Nathaniel Ledbetter on State. And by the way, we didn't even scratch the surface. There's so much stuff that is still to come as to what may come out on the agenda. And we really didn't even scratch the surface on this whole thing about the special session they're going to have, which is going to be, you know, spending a lot of money because they have been given a deadline from the federal government to spend it by a certain date. All those relief dollars. All that to say, things are happening in D.C. and around the nation also. Article here on Fox News, Dateline yesterday. The 2024 Senate battle has begun, and the electoral map does not favor Democrat. Now, I'll be honest with you, after last week, I hesitate to get my hopes up. Last week, week before, whenever it was, we went to vote, and Arizona is still counting, by the way. But, yeah, they're already looking at 2024, and rightfully so. I mean, it's gotten to where now you're 2 years out when you're working on a major race. I mean, if you're running for a local race, you can probably get away with 6 months to a year. But even then, in some places, you can't. But you're looking at a major race like a U.S. Senate or even a congressional race, especially a presidential or something like that. You're looking at 2 years. So, yes, we will get to see the flurry of ads all over again. Says, while Democrats pulled off a better-than-expected night, you think? On November 8th, the party will face tremendous headwinds in maintaining their razor-thin Senate majority come 2024. Democrats will be defending 23 of the 34 Senate seats up for grabs next cycle. And of the 23 seats that are up for election, 7 are in states that were won by former President Donald Trump in either 2016 or 2020 or both. Opportunities for Democrats to flip Republican-held seats are less encouraging. Senator Rick Scott of Florida and Ted Cruz of Texas are the two that are considered to be more at risk because they both won by narrow margins in their last go-round. So, here's the deal. Where can we expect the possibility of a fight to flip a Senate seat? First one, West Virginia, Joe Manchin. You can imagine. Trump won West Virginia by 39 points last time around. 39 points. That being said, Joe Manchin is now one of the most vulnerable senators out there. Ohio, Sherrod Brown, a Democrat. Increasingly becoming a Republican territory, J.D. Vance has won there. Trump won that state the last two elections. Montana, Senator John Tester. So Montana, three-term Democrat Senator from Montana, John Tester, is up for re-election in 2024. He has not said whether he's going to run again, but his seat is considered one of the most vulnerable. Montana overwhelmingly voted for Trump by 16 points last time. That means it's a red state with a blue senator. And then there's Arizona, Kirsten Sinema. I'll be honest with you. I think Arizona is a somewhat of a purple state, but she's nonetheless up for election. She is a centrist, but she also has been a staunch defender of the filibuster, which is good. But she's also aggravated people, and Arizona has become a swing state. You can't predict it. So, yeah, there's some seats right there up in 2024. Stay tuned because lots of doings. We're already looking forward for the next 2 years. Boomer, take me to the break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. I'm going to stay in this one. The next 2 years, what do they look like? I mean, we got things like investigations, House oversight. Well, Hunter Biden, what they're saying about the woke military. Did you know that Biden just had a birthday? They didn't want to advertise that because he's 80 now. Wow. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. Just plain right. Well, I've told you before that my sweet wife is extremely astute politically. She just made a point that I had not even thought about. So, Boomer, you know that rail strike you pointed out to me a while ago?
Yes, sir.
The rail deal has fallen through. Charlene just texted and said, funny how Biden's rail fix fell through right after the election.
Ooh.
Didn't see that. She is correct.
Wow.
I mean, so basically, if they were in trouble... They were in trouble before the election. They just didn't let us know how much in trouble they were. And now they're
stooped
really
under the rug.
Yep. Just kept that one put off to the side because, you know, if the economy is a big deal, you don't want to impact people even further with a rail strike. Surely to goodness. But yep, that's a big deal. By the way, here in the third hour, I have to say it once again, prepare the applause. Today is the 36th anniversary of my marriage to the sweet and lovely Charlene. Woohoo! Woohoo! There you go. Okay, we're in number two of the Triple Dipper. The next 2 years, what kind of things can we expect? This is out of D.C., by the way. I'm talking national stuff. What kind of things can we expect to see for the next 2 years? I got a text from Glenn from Bluntsville just now that said, people are tired of the everyday campaign, and we don't get a break anymore. I agree. I get tired of the ads as much as anybody. And this is what I do for a living. I still get tired of it. But, one of the stories that I just said was breaking a while ago that I checked on during the actual advertising break there was Kevin McCarthy apparently went and did a press conference at the border to confront Secretary Mayorkas on the epic fail at the southern border. He didn't just confront him. So House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, according to a report on Fox, on Tuesday, that would be today, called for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign over his handling of the migrant crisis at the southern border, or potentially face an impeachment inquiry when the Republicans take control of the House next year. There you go. That's called ain't playing. Now, keep in mind, the House can do an impeachment proceeding, and it can be embarrassing. It can be one of those things that he doesn't want to have to go through. But truth be told, they still have to get it through the Senate, because the way the impeachment process works is the articles of impeachment are referred from the House to the Senate. The Senate then conducts a so-called Senate trial, and they determine what's what. I got some more text just came in. Jay from Hartzell just said, my personal opinion is Democrats are like cranberry sauce. They bring no value to the table. They take a spot that could be better utilized. Of course, Dems, like the cranberry sauce, only get seen a couple times a year when the deck is stacked in their favor. The other 363 days of the year, they don't even know what aisle they're on. That's I got to say, though, I like cranberry sauce, and I don't want that to be the Democrat thing. I don't want that to be the analogy. Allie from Athens, regarding my anniversary, just texted, said, Mazel tov, Colonel. You married up, son. And I agree, Allie. Thank you so much. Have I got a caller on the line? Boomer, I'm sorry. Line one, Brian from Huntsville. Brian, what you doing, man? How are you?
Doing okay, but I wasn't going to call in, but I heard about it being your anniversary. And I wanted to say I've got two higher powers. Number one is Jesus. The second is my wife.
There you go.
And congratulations for your wife, Charlene, putting up with you.
I totally agree. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that very
much. Mine puts up with me.
Yeah, well, we both married up then. But yeah, thanks, brother. I appreciate that very much. You have a great day. Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, that's very cool. And I'll tell you a funny story too, Boomer. So when we got married, we were both still in college. I mean, we were like puppies. We didn't know what was what. We sat down at the yogurt shop and we wrote on a napkin what we thought it would take to be able to pay the bills every month. And we thought, I think we can do that now. Little did we know. So we got married with like nothing. We're both in college. She's actually finishing. I mean, like, we got married in November, obviously, and she finished. She graduated in December. Me, I had another year. So, I mean, love. What do you do? So, you know, we got married, and then my first job out of college, I go to work, and lo and behold, my boss at work, her first name was Charlene, and I came home and I said, "You'll never guess." My boss's name is Charlene, and my wife looks at me and goes, "Oh, good, now you have two bosses named Charlene."
It's perfect. And you go, "Yes, ma'am, I do."
And 36 years later, I go, "Yes, ma'am." I'm a blessed man. Mm. She still makes me laugh. You know, she's still my best friend. We still enjoy each other's company. I wouldn't trade my position for anybody's in the world.
That's awesome.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Although I'm glad we're not poor newlyweds anymore. We literally on our fifth, maybe I shouldn't tell the story. On our fifth anniversary, we were still living so poorly that we decided to pick the most expensive fast food we could find. And we went to Arby's. Arby's was like upscale fast food. So hey. For our fifth anniversary, I took her to Arby's.
We went to Taco Bell on one of our anniversaries.
What do you do? You know, yeah. you get all that and indigestion too.
We splurged and got the cinnamon twist.
Wow, dude. Living up. All right. Looking at this number two on the triple dipper, the next 2 years. So Red State, I pulled it up yesterday, and I'll refresh your memory. Just in case you didn't know, we are looking at a president right now that people question daily. I mean, right now there's a story on Fox that Raphael Warnock does not want him, Biden, to campaign with him. And last I checked, ain't nobody calling on Kamala to come, you know, to be there with them on the stump. But, wait, there's a headline. I just said that. And then up there on Fox on the screen, it says, what's it say, Boomer?
So liberals push Biden to dump Kamala and get a new VP. That was just a headline, so I just started laughing.
Sad. The thing is, does Biden know that Kamala is his VP?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Maybe he just thinks she's the lady who hangs out there a while. I don't know. But anyway, nobody wants him to come campaign, or her for that matter. And wow. Next thing you know, he turned 80. They didn't say much about it, though, did they? Because they don't want you to realize that the guy who were already questioning his veracity, his abilities, his capabilities to handle the job, is going to be 82 before he finishes his term of office. We'll see. 82 can be good, but in his case, it doesn't look good. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. One more half hour coming. We'll be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. I'm talking about we're down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in there just for good measure. All right, so we're in number two of the Triple Dipper. Before we do that, though, I think one of the things we got to talk about is jobs. If you're looking for a job right now, I mean, literally, if you are looking for a job yourself, ZLA Solutions, one of our advertisers who has been with us since this show started. I mean, they've been faithful and with us ever since. You might want to check out their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got good jobs posted all over North Alabama, big-name employers. But if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, then yes, they can help you with that too. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. They can fill out an entire shift. They can also just get you the onesies and twosies of specially trained individuals you need. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions, that's their name. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. That's their mission in life, man, is to help you make your business better. So check them out. ZLAUSA.com is the website, and please tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. So I got a number of texts here. Paul from Athens talking about Kamala Harris says all she does is hang out. Yes, that's apparently true. And I don't know what the other texts are about. It said, did she know you were an Auburn? Oh, did my wife know you were an Auburn fan? Yes. Yes, she did. And she is an Auburn fan now too. Thank you very much. And then Brandon from Athens says, where is Harris anyways? Kamala Harris. You know what? I don't know. Where has she been, man? I have no idea. I mean, right now, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is getting just nailed by the Republicans for the border. Isn't she the border czar? Last I checked, Boomer, she was the border czar, right?
That's what Biden gave her. I mean, you're the border czar.
Yeah, appointed by the president, yeah. By proclamation of the president.
Yeah. You are the border czar.
And she's done nothing. TL from Huntsville says, happy anniversary and a blessed day to have so near Thanksgiving. Blessing on you and your family. Thank you, TL. I appreciate that. JT from Lacey Springs, does Biden even know that Kamala is the VP? Good question. But does Biden know he's president? That's the text. I just read it. John from Huntsville. Okay, so John from Huntsville is planning on going to the new Buc-ee's over in Athens. John from Huntsville is going to the new Buc-ee's over in Athens. He texted me earlier and said, what kind of thing should I get there? And I said, man, I've been to a Buc-ee's, and the brisket's good. And you got to get some beaver nuts. And so he just texted him, and he says, Phil, before I take a trip to Athens to get a bag of these beaver nuts, what kind of nuts are we talking about? Peanuts, cashews, almonds, mixed nuts? Because I hope we're not talking about the actual nuts of a beaver. No, we are not. This is just the name. John, you don't have to worry. There are no beaver testicles in a bag. You don't have to worry about that. So it's going to be pretty much all the other nuts. They've got them honey roasted. They've got, and they do them fresh. So they're all like in those kind of like the bags like you get at a baseball game or something, they're mm-hmm. fresh.
I mean, all of it's fresh, even like the barbecue.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
How do they do all that at that place?
I don't know.
And the people are kind of like, I mean, the times that I've been to a Buc-ee's, it's only been two or three times. I mean, they're all like they work at Chick-fil-A. Just like, my pleasure.
So happy.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not when you got a mascot like Buc-ee's? What is Buc-ee? How did that even – why has it got a hyphen in it, too? Buc-ee's. Is there a
– I'm not entirely sure. I'm going to have to do some research on this.
All I know is I've never seen so many gas pumps in one place in my whole life.
So many.
Like, I've seen military installations with, fuel depots and all that. I've never seen anything like this.
It's huge.
What does it take to fill that place up?
Oh,
I have no idea.
A lot.
Why are we talking about Buc-ee's right now?
Know.
I don't either.
Those Buc-ee nuts.
That's right. No, John, you're okay. There's no beaver nuts in a bag. Don't worry about it. You can just go over there and get you some. New on the text line, Sarah from Florence. Yep. Thank you, Sarah. We're glad you're on the line with us. And she says we need vaccine mandates addressed. And by the way, Sarah, I'll look back at the bill you're saying is set to expire. I think there are aspects of it that are going to stay in place. We have a law in place that says no vaccine passports, which happened during the special session, and that was a big deal. But let me check back on that vaccine mandate expiring in May. I don't think they'll let that slide. I don't think they will. Allie from Athens. texted in and says, my favorite quote from the musical Fiddler on the Roof is, God bless and keep the czar far, far away from us. Yes, I agree. Brandon from Athens says, the new Buc-ee's is great. Paul from Athens says, get you some beaver buck teeth and some rooster fries. I don't know what rooster fries are, but that scares me. All right. Number two of the Triple Dipper. Did you know, by the way, that one of the things I pointed out yesterday was, you know, we're talking about things for the next 2 years, what you could see. Republicans take the majority come up this first of the year. And one of the things that's going to happen is it looks like Ilhan Omar is going to be jerked right off of her committee. She's going to be off of House Foreign Affairs. And she should be. I mean, she's out there literally dissing on the United States of America that she's a congresswoman for. And she's also espousing an extreme anti-Israel, anti-Jewish sentiment. And it's just totally anti-Semitic. There's no place for that anywhere, much less in an elected position like Congress, especially when you serve on House Foreign Affairs. So McCarthy says she's off. As soon as he has the ability as Speaker, she is done. And that's good. I got a caller on the line, bud. Is that Jeff? Yeah. Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, brother?
Happy anniversary, Phil.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate you.
If you're like me, yeah, I've been married so long, I don't even look both ways when I cross the road.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
You'll get there eventually.
Oh, God. Well, so did you stop at Buc-ee's? I got to know. Did you stop at Buc-ee's, get you some beaver nuts?
I would, but I got a stupid 18-wheeler. And there's no 18-wheeler access here, you know. So.
Man.
Oh, Lord. Like I say, it looked like Walmart on Black Friday in there a while ago. It was just nuts. It would have took 2 hours to get the register, probably.
You know, I don't know, though. I've been in those things, and they've got almost as many registers as they have gas pumps. It's crazy.
I mean, they got more open than what Walmart does nowadays? Wow, cool.
That place is a machine, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do you think, Jeff? What sparked your interest on the show today?
Oh, we got everything going. Let's talk about Mayorkas and everything. You know, I want the man to go in front of Congress, and when they ask him, he says, you know, hey, I'm doing what Joe Biden told me to do, is tell you that the border's closed and just lie like a dog.
You know,
because, I mean,
what are the odds?
He's doing what his boss has told him to do. That's exactly what he's doing.
And you're right. I mean, he is a cabinet-level position. And now, is he doing a good job? No, but I bet you're right. I bet there's literally something in writing somewhere that says do it this way, and I hope that he saves his own reputation a little bit by making sure that people know that he was doing what he was ordered to do. Which, by the way, is really not an excuse. I mean, oh, you know, I was following orders. That's the worst thing you could say in a tragedy.
Well, I mean, you know, if that's what, you know, Joe Biden's the boss, and it's Joe Biden's policies and stuff, and Marcus is doing what his boss told him to do, just like Kamala Harris is doing what her boss told her to do. She's doing exactly what their plans are and everything. And because have you heard Biden say anything bad about any of the cabinet people that, you know, oh, you're doing a bad job, Pete Buttigieg or anybody?
Well, you know, they did fire that Customs and Border Patrol head, you know, Mayorkas fired him, which, you know, had to be signed off on at the presidential level. Whether Biden signed off on it personally, I don't know. But so there's been one fall guy so far that I could see. But there ain't been nobody else. I mean, Buttigieg is still doing his thing. Secretary Granholm doing her thing. You know, Blinken doing his thing. As far as I know, yeah. Biden's as happy as a clam. Does he even know who his cabinet is? I don't know.
He may not. But and on the train strike and everything, you know, if they go on strike, well, I think maybe our truck drivers should go on strike too, man. Wouldn't that be a throw us in a really fix?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. If the trains go on strike, man, you're going to be working 24-hour days. So.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not going to work any more than I'm working now. I'm 60, 70 hours a week now already.
Wow. Wow. Well, we'll see. Yeah. But don't you expect, though, that the truckers are going to have to pick up the slack if the rail's not shipping?
Well, there's nobody there to pick up the slack. I mean, we're, I think, 60,000 drivers down now, and right now, if you basically got a heartbeat and can pass the physical and the DOT exam, you are a truck driver. And that's pretty bad out here right now.
Wow. You know, in Alabama, one of the things we did when I was in the Senate, we passed a bill that says if you come out of the military and you've got a military skill or qualification that equates to something in the civilian sector that you can go right to work without having to get relicensed, one of those is a CDL. So if you've been driving rigs for the Army, ain't no reason why you can't drive a rig in civilian life.
That's right. And yeah, like I say, it's the drivers is getting they're pretty. It's like everything else, you know. Once you get tight for labor, it's you kind of throw the expectations out the window and take pretty much anybody that can do the job or at least try. Well, truck drivers are a dime a dozen, but you know you get what you pay for.
Well, and that's true, and we got to watch that too. All right, man. Listen, appreciate you. You be careful on the road. All right.
Have a good one, Phil.
All right, take
care,
bud. Hey, thanks, man. Boomer, go ahead and take us to the break, man. We'll do that. I'll come back and see if I can wrap up. There's been so much just rambling in this section. There's like been breaking news and talking and text messages and happy anniversary, and I got no regrets. What do you say to that?
No
All
regrets.
Right, no regrets. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. Just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, listen, some of y'all are in the car driving home, and you may have heard me talk about Riley and Jackson Law Firm. Okay, first of all, these are friends of mine. I know them personally. I've worked with them before on both cases and on issues. I like to say that Riley and Jackson, they're not just good on the law, they're also good on politics, if you know what I mean. This is a major firm. They're based in Birmingham. They work all over the state. And here's the thing. They are working right now on this Camp Lejeune water contamination stuff. And so if you're a Marine or a Marine dependent or somebody who was there as a contractor or whatever between the years of 1953 and 1987, wow. Somewhere in that time frame, you may have been exposed to certified contaminated water, which causes up to like 19 different illnesses have been attributed to it. The other thing they told me, though, when they started seeing my listeners from Right Side calling down there, they said, hey, by the way, make sure you tell them this, too. They're working on a situation where if you were a firefighter or in the military using firefighting foam, then you may well have been exposed to a firefighting foam that is known to be carcinogenic now. And there's several forms of cancer that have been attributed to the use of this firefighting foam. And if you are in that position as a firefighter or in the military using this firefighting foam, then, yeah, you may want to call Riley and Jackson, too. They will not charge you for the phone call, all right? They won't. And they will also, by the way, get somebody on the phone with you who will really, like, talk you through it, make sure you know. And they won't charge you for this. They won't get paid at all unless they get an award of some kind for you. So here's their phone number. You ready? Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. That's Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate it very much. Got several things going on. So number one, I just saw a moment ago that you know, I'm doing this segment right now called The Next 2 Years. What can we expect? Well, one of the things we can expect is all God's children going to run for president, apparently. Right now, it's expected that we are the likely candidates are expected to be, of course, Donald Trump's already in, officially in. Then there's Ron DeSantis, Mike Pence, Chris Christie, Larry Hogan, Asa Hutchinson, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo. I don't give much stock to Chris Christie, to Asa Hutchinson or Larry Hogan. I don't see that happening. I can tell you right now that Nikki Haley is sharp as they come. I'll be curious to see how she does. And I could also see her if she doesn't win the ticket, becoming a great vice president. But then I also see, you know, Mike Pence could be a spoiler. We don't know if DeSantis is even going to get in. I mean, DeSantis may look at this and go, why do I want to put my political capital into running against Trump when all he's going to do is try to beat me up? How about if I go ahead and just run the state of Florida for 4 more years? Trump will be done. He can't come back and run again. And then he runs after he has, you know, a time in Florida. And by the way, he's got small kids. Maybe he wants to just be with his family for a while. Who knows? Pompeo, I think Pompeo could be a strong campaigner. We'll wait and see. So anyway, that's something that's going to be looked at for the next 2 years. DeRoy Murdoch, who I met in D.C. a while back, he's a political commentator. He writes for the Daily Caller. He's also quite often on Fox News. DeRoy Murdoch wrote a piece in the Daily Caller just 2 days ago. It's titled, Electing Herschel Walker is More Important Now Than Ever. And he starts off by saying, after 8 embarrassing days of glacial ballot tabulation unworthy of this superpower, Republicans finally secured a House majority, having failed to capture the Senate. And the right is now dazed, confused, and exhausted over an election that epitomized overpromise and underdelivery. He said, but Republicans need to stay focused. Actually, what he said was Republicans and conservatives. I'm glad he put those two together. Republicans and conservatives need to stay focused and elect Georgia's Herschel Walker to the Senate. So that's on December 6th. If you're one of our listeners in Georgia, December 6th, got to go to the polls. It says a Walker win would return the Senate to today's 50-50 tie. If we don't get it, they've got more than enough edge. They can get around Joe Manchin at that point. So putting Walker in puts us back into a 50-50 position with the speaker, I'm sorry, with the vice president, having the tiebreaker, but that means they can't lose a single vote. They can't lose anybody. It also says that this would empower non-crazy liberals like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema to help derail the Democrats as opposed to having to rely upon Republicans to do it. And then it also goes and points out, too, that a Walker triumph would actually get rid of Warnock, which is a good thing. We want to get rid of Warnock. I mean, the guy is one of the most hard leftist, radical, racist, anti-American members of the U.S. Senate. He votes with Joe Biden 96% of the time. His American Conservative Union rating is a piddling 7.7, Murdoch says. His National Taxpayers Union scored him an F. And then he voted against 18,000 new Border Patrol officers, but he voted for 87,000 new IRS agents. He also has said things like in 2016, Warnock is on record saying America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness. Guys in the U.S. Senate, there's a statesman for you. He also wrote in 2014 that the Marxist critique has much to teach the black church. In other words, Marxism, he favors it. And he also said in 2011, nobody can serve God and the military. That guy's in the U.S. Senate right now. He needs to go. We need Herschel Walker to win. So there's that. That's not just the 2 years, but what it will do for the next 2 years is keep us on an even keel in the Senate. By the way, keep in mind, we don't know what could happen with the Supreme Court. There could be the possibility of having to reconfirm or confirm somebody to the U.S. Supreme Court. If somebody retires or dies, which we've seen happen in recent years, the last thing we want to do is be down a few seats in the U.S. Senate. Last thing I'll say probably before the show's over, next 2 years, Republicans are just 6 weeks away from taking office in majority. And they're saying right now they're dealing with the DOD, the Department of Defense, on wokeness. They're saying getting ready for the woke wars. Who has said this? Kevin McCarthy said, I've watched what Democrats have done in many of these NDAAs and the wokeism they want to bring in. I actually believe the NDAA should hold up to the first of the year. Let's get it right. They want to do away with vaccine mandates, and they want to root out extremism or all these trainings on extremism that don't exist in the ranks. And Republican Mike Rogers of Alabama is going to be the Armed Services Committee chairman, and he's going to lead the charge on that. Stay tuned. We got more to come on all of that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you then.